And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello, I'm Andy Thomas and welcome to Shout Out.
I'm Steph Barnett and today on the show, Cheryl V reporting from Trans Pride in Brighton.
And what does it take to become Mr. Leather West? Matthew spoke to the man himself. All that plus your LGBT news and your pick of events all coming up today right here on Shout Out. Ba-dum-bum. No classic stuff this week.
No. Oh.
No.
Back to the old.
Yeah.
This is how it should be, though. This is Shout Out.
It's not the original jingle we started off with. We used to have the Queer as Folk jingle.
Yeah.
Which I have played a few times. Oh. So. Anyway, hello, John.
Hi.
And hello, Steph.
All right. Everyone okay?
Yes.
John,
you're all so excited, aren't you?
Everything all working. Can you all hear me? Because we are kind of like, we're having our studio rebuilt. I know you can't see at home, but we've lost a wall.
Yeah, the wall and the ceiling.
So much more space. That's scary.
It's going to be great, isn't it? We'll be able to have more people in for interviews and things, which is quite cool.
Yeah, looking good.
Yeah,
like you are, John.
Thank you.
Looking good. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes.
If you're not of John's age, you may not know, but it is just kind of like post A-level time, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually like A-level results day today.
Yes.
A2 level results. Yes. Well, A2 and AS.
Are we allowed to ask you on how you did?
Oh, okay.
It's not boasting. Come on.
No.
Okay. Okay.
What did you get, mate?
Okay, I got A*AB.
Very good.
Yes. See, that's impressive.
Very good indeed.
Yes.
Ha ha. Whatever you got, well done. Because A levels are very difficult.
They are.
It's hard work, isn't it? So, but you're off
crazy.
To uni next.
Yes, I am. Fun time.
So you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am.
We're gonna miss you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna miss you guys too. Yeah. So many memories.
You're still with us for a few weeks, aren't you?
Yeah, a few weeks.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get you back at Christmas. You can come on the Christmas show.
Yeah, of course.
That's scary thought, isn't it? Christmas.
Yes, you said the C word.
Sorry, yes. It's still August.
Yes.
I have a reason.
Actually, four more months. It feels as cold as though it is already October, doesn't it?
Well, we escaped today. We were supposed to be flooded, weren't we? And the southeast of England is, but we didn't get any here. Mm. But it's still quite humid. It's going to come down tonight, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so, overnight.
Yeah.
Cool.
Still, the Bloom Fiesta was a big success. Remember,
we
spoke to Matthew last week.
Yeah.
I do feel sorry for those queuing to get out there. My mate at work took like 4 hours to get home.
And commiserations for those who were queuing and then couldn't
get in.
Didn't
even get there, yes.
Oh, it was crazy. Like, I was actually working there and like, getting home was a nightmare. They closed most of the roads and...
Ooh.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was working in a sweet shop which sold overpriced sweets.
Overpriced sweets?
No. They were reasonably priced when you took into account like the running costs of the shop. Most people thought they were overpriced.
You didn't blow any balloons up then?
No, I didn't.
And go for a ride?
No. I could see the balloons really well from where I was positioned though.
I saw the Minion one.
Yeah.
I really want to see the Minion one. I did see it sailing, which is quite cool.
No, but it was good. There's a photograph that and I can't remember. I'm so sorry to the photographer. I can't remember, but it was the Matthew going right past the Great Britain with the balloons coming up from Ashton Court in the background.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
That
and
a
sunset.
Like a really nice photo.
It was absolutely magical photo.
Oh. Yeah. It's like there was one guy I saw it on the photography group on Facebook. One guy took some amazing photos, just the fireworks on the bridge. Do you remember when the bridge had its
That was spectacular.
Birthday.
Yeah.
And there's some amazing ones where he just held the lens open so you can see all the fireworks everywhere. Mm. They look really, really good.
Mm,
so, again, I can't remember his name. I do apologise.
Yes, still. I'm sure it'll come to me when probably about 8 o'clock as we're leaving the studio. I remember.
Anyway, today we're talking all about Trans Pride.
Yes, Cheryl's been down
Cheryl's
reporting.
Cheryl's been down there, and we're also then going to talk about Leather West. or, yes. or what it be, what it takes to become Mr. Leather Westland.
Now, there's say. Eclectic for you.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I know they're all listening. They've all been tweeting, so hello, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hi, leather people.
But in the meantime, John, it's time for your jingle, mate.
Okay.
So, I don't know how many of these you've got left before you disappear, but here's John with this week's Ouch Out. What event are we doing this week, mate?
Okay, it's the 401 Challenge, and they're having a launch party in Bedminster on Saturday the 22nd of August at the Steam Crane.
I was going to say, what is the 401 Challenge?
It's something to do with the 401 marathons?
Yes.
In 401 days?
Yes, in 401 marathons, a man is going to run... 401 days. Was that the wrong way round?
Of course it was. It was the wrong way round. It was 401 marathons in 401 days.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes, but pretty much, yeah. And
I
he's donating half the money to Stonewall and the other half to another charity. But like, since it's Stonewall, it's like kind of LGBT related. And yeah, the official launch party is on Saturday the 22nd of August at the Steam Crane. Tickets are £10 and they're opening it up to anyone who wants to come down. There's gonna be a band, there's gonna be drinks, alcoholic, non-alcoholic, just to be it. That means it's 18 plus though, so none of the young ones can come.
Just one point, if you're 18 you can get in if you're accompanied by an adult.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, you've got to be supervised.
Okay, supervision.
Okay. I'm sure we can find someone to take you.
Or adult supervision. Doesn't have to be your parents, but someone important.
Steam Crane. Where's the Steam Crane?
You've got the... Is it Bedminster?
Yeah, Bedminster.
Yeah. Oh, I've never heard of that.
Google Maps.
Yeah, I know it's great Google Maps,
yeah, it's not
it?
Very good for radio, yeah. Google Maps. No.
But he's on him. I've seen him on TV. I mean, I couldn't even think of running one marathon. But to run 401...
Yeah, that's quite tiring,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's
that's
crazy.
Yeah, but I'm you, tired now just thinking about
are
it.
Are you a runner? Would you do a marathon?
No.
You've got awfully long legs, John. You could... I'm expecting you're quite a fast runner.
These legs were made for walking. And that's what they'll do.
Oh!
Nice
now, have you got the backing track for that? Come on, would you just as well burst into song now? You start.
Oh my gosh! But yeah,
I'm surprised you can remember that track because that's going way back to the 60s.
No! I just remember it. I remember that track and being like really young and being like, why does he want to walk over someone? Wouldn't that hurt them? And like, what the hell is the point in that? And then I was like, oh, she means walking. Oh, I get it. And now it's like. It's one of those songs that always comes back to me.
Yes, these boots are made for walking.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure the chap that's doing the running won't be in boots. He'll be in trainers, won't he?
You never know. He might want to look sickening one of these days. Just wear, like, knee-high old boots. Well, pretty much the event is at 7:30 till 1 a.m. at the Steam Crane in Bedminster.
Cool.
Ticket prices are £10 and they have a site on Eventbrite.
Oh, cool. Fab. Yeah. And I'm presuming we've got a link on our website to it.
Yes, we have a link on our website. Cool.
Yes, we have. I did that today.
Oh, aren't you a star?
Yes.
So, cool.
Is that it, John?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Bethany Black, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Now, of course, we've very recently lost a big gay icon, I think you could call her, couldn't you? I
mean, she was.
She's
and
more
she
well
was
known for.
Big in my life as well, because I was such a fan of hers when I was younger.
But Scylla, this one's especially for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
There you go. The wonderful Scylla Black.
You're my world.
You're my world.
Yeah. Fantastic.
God bless her. It was such a loss.
Yeah. So. That was an original Italian track, but never made it in Italy.
Didn't it?
No, in the original Italian.
That's funny, that does explain why there was an Italian version of it. I just assumed she made a second one.
No, she made the hit. She made a hit of it, yeah.
Yeah, and Jane, what's her name? re-released it later on, didn't she? What's her name? Famous for the cruise liners.
Oh, Jane McDonald.
Yes.
I have that. I play that on H&H.
Oh,
yeah, the remix by Almighty. Yes, that's fantastic as well. Jane McDonald got a really good voice.
Yes. Yeah,
not quite as guttural.
Well, that's funny because, of course, I grew up with Cilla on the TV. So I know her from Blind Date and Surprise, Surprise and all those things. I've never really thought of her as a singer, but I remember Paula Grady saying that she wanted to be remembered as a singer, not as...
Yeah. Well, I grew up with her as a singer, because I can remember when the Beatles started. I have the original single, 45 of Cilla, singing You're My World on Parlophone.
Gosh, that's probably worth a lot of money now.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, a big loss, and it's our heart and condolences go out to her family, and rest in peace. So, now it was recently Trans Pride down in Brighton, and as always, the lovely Cheryl was down there with a microphone in people's faces. So I love it when she does that. So she's really good at her interviews. She's brilliant, aren't they? This one's really good too. So have a listen to this.
This is Cheryl Morgan for Shoutout Radio. I'm at the Trans Pride in Brighton. Actually, I'm outside the Marlborough pub waiting for the march to start. Now, I thought there were a lot of people here last year, but this year is absolutely incredible. You can't move out here. It is just crammed solid with lovely trans people waiting to head off up to Dorset Gardens, which is the bigger venue where Trans Pride is being held this year. This is the third year for this event, and it just keeps on growing bigger and bigger. Sarah Savage announced last night that the Pride is now officially a charity, so lots of progress being made, and as far as I can see, it's just going to go from strength to strength. But I'm going to wander around the crowd and see if I can find a few people to talk to. So I've found a bunch of people here with some signs, and a lovely young person with blue hair, a sign saying, proud of my trans nephew, and another one saying, supporting trans of all ethnicities. Oh, proud of my trans son as well. Lovely. So, mother, welcome to Trans Pride.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Where have you come here from?
We've come from London.
And little trans person, this is your first Pride?
Yeah.
How are you enjoying it so far?
Good. Yeah, I love
Marvellous.
It.
Marvellous. How do you find it being trans people of colour in the UK? You get a decent reception here from the community?
Well, we have here in Brighton. In London, it can be mixed. But yeah, we're just really proud to be here today and just supporting every trans person, but particularly trans people of ethnic minorities.
Oh, brilliant. It's absolutely wonderful to see you folks here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
After three, can we all say Trans Pride? One, two,
Trans Pride!
Woohoo! Okay. 2 minutes and we'll all be ready to set off down the street. Please make lots of noise. Please be proud. Please shout at everyone and tell them that trans people are here and we are proud and we are not going away. Welcome to Brighton!
I'm here with Ros Caveney. Ros and I have just stood and watched the march go by. It's absolutely amazing. An enormous number of trans people of all shapes and sizes. I mean, kids with their parents, people with their partners. It's just... There must be well over 1,000 people on the march. Yes, Ros?
Yeah, I would say something between 900 and 1,200.
And presumably lots more people going to be coming to the event through the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the change in the world that something like this could happen is...
Yeah, I mean, I was on the second Pride March in London back in 1970s squiggle, and it was way smaller than this. And now, 40 years later, Shazam!
Well, we've certainly come a long way, and hopefully we will carry on making progress in the years to come.
Yes, indeed. Trans rights are now a mainstream idea. It's as simple as that.
I just found a group of people with a banner for mermaids, and there's some wonderful young people here. Are you enjoying Trans Pride?
Yes!
And what are you here to do?
Raise money for our residentials.
Brilliant. So that's when you're all going to get together and be happy trans kids?
Yes!
Well, thank you ever so much, mermaids, for everything you do. So here's somebody that hasn't been at Trans Pride before. There is a Stonewall tent. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Hello.
So you folks are now moving in to support trans community. How are things going so far?
Really well, thank you. Yeah, it's very early days. As we've said, it's going to take quite some time for us to become fully trans inclusive. And this is just sort of the first step. But we're delighted to be here today at Trans Pride.
How are people taking to you? Are you finding a lot of welcome from the trans community?
We really, really are. I think, we didn't become trans inclusive overnight. We had, as Ruth tells everybody, we had 700 conversations. And I think that coming here today has really proved that those conversations worked. And we've had such a warm welcome. It's been absolutely brilliant.
I guess the big question is going to be, what sort of political campaign are we going to find to focus on? Do you have any ideas yet?
I don't, I'm afraid. I'm head of events at Stonewall. We're at the moment recruiting our trans advisory committee and board, and once we have those in place, then obviously we'll be working very closely with them in terms of what's next, really.
Okay, well, thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
So I have with me Fox Fisher and Sarah Savage, who've done this wonderful book, Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl?, which is... It's a children's book about gender, and I guess probably better if I ask you guys to explain. So, Sarah, you're sort of the author side of it. So, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this book is the first book that allows the reader to decide the gender of the main character. I don't explicitly say which gender this person is, or whether in fact they are any gender. So we just use the medium of dressing up and gender stereotypes to open up a conversation with children about what being a boy or being a girl or being nothing or being in between is all about.
Being a book aimed at young children, of course, illustrations are very important. And Fox, you've provided some beautiful pictures for it. Any particular challenges in doing a book like this?
Well, Cheryl, I've never created a kid's book before, so it was a bit of a challenge. As an artist, I love screen printing, and I knew that I wanted to make a screen printed front cover, definitely, because of the brightness. I used a lot of neon colours, and I actually, with hindsight, I might have screen printed the whole thing inside, but instead, it's kind of a colouring pencils, and it's kind of a bit shaky, bit of watercolour as well. So, I mean, it's not quite complete illustrations, but I think that they are... They seem to be effective. People seem to like them. So I'm kind of too close to the project to be able to tell whether the you know, good, if you know what I mean.
An artist is never happy with their work.
That's it.
Have you tested it out with kids?
Yes, actually. We've had some wonderful results. We've had photographs and we've had reviews that children have contributed to as well. So that was kind of the proof of the pudding, really, that we'd created something that they... we're happy with, and that started them thinking about gender and about the character. We've got some lead questions at the end to ask people what they think of Tiny. Do they think Tiny's a girl? Do they think Tiny's a boy? Would they like to play with Tiny? So very, very kind of soft. It's a very introductory book about gender.
Oh, that's the sort of thing, of course, that you need if you're going to put a book into schools, because it has to be the basis of a lesson in some way.
Absolutely, and I wish a book like this had existed when I was growing up, for sure.
Yeah, well, one of my favourite parts of this whole process has been how people have been sending us how their child has been responding to the questions about Tiny at the end, and seeing how children can express these ideas about gender, really quite complicated ideas about gender. And I think, you know, it just goes to show that the general public, people in general, are actually very open to ideas like this. They just need a little bit of a push along the way, a little bit of education to open their eyes. And once they see it, it all becomes simple, you know?
Now, you crowdfunded this book and you've self-published it. Obviously, to get it into schools and whatever, you need good distribution. Are we starting to see any evidence of people taking an interest?
Absolutely. We've got an article coming out tomorrow on The Independent on Sunday, and we're hoping that that's going to really help to take things off. And also, we've got some connections with the National Union of Teachers as well. So, you know, I think it's gaining momentum. And also with the Amazon link, the fact that it's on Amazon is a really wonderful thing.
Yeah, we are actually starting to sell out at this rate. We will have sold out by next week, to be honest. So we are actively looking for either an agent or a publisher to help us to print more.
Particularly because we're planning on making three other books in a similar vein on trans issues.
Yeah, we have plans for more books. But first off, I would like. And I know Fox would like this book to be in every primary school, in every library in the country. Yeah. And I would like every child to read this and to talk about gender, so they can discuss about what it means and what it means to them, you know? If this book had existed when I was a child, I would have had the language to describe how I felt about my body, and I would have been enabled and empowered to make some changes which would have made me happier throughout my 20s, you know? There was, you know, a decade and a half where I was desperately unhappy, and if I had the language to describe my feelings, then, you know, maybe that wouldn't have happened.
Are you working with mermaids at all on this?
Yeah, 5% of all profits go to mermaids. We're also working with Jaya's, and this is all My Generation films as well. It's all in conjunction. It's kind of like a group project because we all believe in the same thing and we all have the same goal, which is to get as many young eyes to read the book.
Start a dialogue about gender, yeah.
Now, assuming that there are people out there who are listening to this that want to get hold of a copy, I know you're selling out of the first print run, but hopefully there will be more. How can they get a hold of a copy?
They can go to Amazon. It's bit.ly/boyorgirlbook. And also there's a link on my website, which is sarah-savage.com.
Marvellous. Well, best of luck with the book, and I really hope it does get into every school in the country. That will be an awesome thing.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
I found Kate Adair and Evie Andrew, who two of the vloggers that have been on the My Generation channel and have become trans stars over the past year. What is the experience like, being suddenly thrust into the public limelight?
I don't know if we've suddenly been thrust into the public limelight.
You got recognised once when you came in, didn't you? Like, in Brighton, as soon as you turned up?
Yeah, that's kind of true. I don't know, like, would I say? I don't know. We just make stupid videos and hope people like them.
Yeah.
But you're two of the most well-recognised faces now because so many people watch the My Generation channel.
Well, within the community, it's quite a small community. You see people like Hannah Winterbourne and Sarah Savage and stuff like that, and they're just like, you know, walking around and just mingling. So, yeah, there are a lot of faces that we recognise, but it's because of the size of the community, I guess.
And, you know, do you think you've learned a lot in the process of doing all this vlogging?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's helped my confidence a lot, the vlogging stuff. And also, like, I was very isolated before doing the vlogging stuff. I was in Manchester and I didn't know many trans people at all. Doing the vlogging actually got me speaking to trans people. I met Kate through through My Generation vlogging, and just it gave me chances to come down to this.
So Kate, you're hoping to make a career in television, is that right?
I'm just making a career in media, full stop. I used to do radio myself, and now I'm doing a television production course. I'm doing some filming where we're here, which has been grand. There's going to be lots of stuff and lots of videos. To touch on what Evie said, like, doing the YouTube channel stuff is amazing because it's cathartic for yourself. When we started doing the videos, I think a lot of us were kind of not in a terribly bad place, but just in an area of our lives where we needed some positivity injected. It was awesome of Fox and Lewis to give us that chance, and it's just really great. I think it's our way to give back to the trans community. I don't know about Evie, but I sat for hours watching people on YouTube. I think loads of folk do that.
Yeah, the Channel 4 documentary, the My Transsexual Summer, it's the first time I saw a portrayal of trans people, and Fox and Lewis were obviously on there, and just to see them in the flesh now is amazing.
Of course, when I was a kid, all I could do is read biographies by people like April Ashley. So, you know, we've come a long way.
Yeah, we definitely have. I think Trans Pride really shows how far we have come. I mean, there's still a long way to go, but this is the biggest year yet. I have just found out that last night we sold out in the film night. We are currently trending in the UK on Twitter, which I think is the first year that's happened for Trans Pride. And I think it just shows the support and even the acceptance now of cisgender people. They're still learning. They still have a lot to learn, but they're willing to. And that is the main thing. As long as they're willing to learn and be respectful, things can only get better.
I saw quite a few cis people marching with us in the parade as well, like allies. It's really nice to see.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Jade Adams, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's a One Direction. Drag Me Down.
No.
Yeah.
okay?
Not your thing. Not sure it's mine either.
I'm not going there either with the lyrics. Yeah, I get into trouble. I get a slap from Andy every week.
No, only when you bring smut into it. So, which is every week, yeah. You're right, yeah.
Thanks, so, Terry.
So, now, still, I can't believe they're actually quoting me on the tweets at the moment, but still to come, we're going to be catching up with Neil, who is Mr. Leatherwest. And I'll be precise, because Matthew's here in the studio who interviewed
oh,
him.
Just drop me in it now.
Yeah. And it's all about finding out, why leather is so popular here in the Southwest, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I've got some. There we go. That's a bit better. Right. Anyway, Matthew and our wonderful fountain of knowledge that is Mr. QI himself, Terry, is here, who could tell you everything you ever wanted to know about anything ever, couldn't you, mate?
I'm sure there are some limits.
Okay, here's a question. What colour knickers am I wearing, Terry?
Oh, see, look, you always bring smut into it, you. Honestly. Right, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday the 13th of August.
Swindon Pride took place at the weekend, attracting hundreds of people to the town's Old Quarter and the beautiful Old Town Gardens, where several stages provided entertainment through the day and into the evening. Once again, organisers were blessed with extremely good weather, with sunny skies and warmth, but without too much heat. Swindon's local community radio service was there to report on the event. Dozens of community stalls offered information and support, and commercial stands provided much opportunity for buying Pride goodies. Headline act was 90s girl band Stooshy, but the two stages provided a showcase for local talent as well, with many performers taking part. Organisers hope that Swindon Pride will be on once again in 2016, and we wish them all the best for the year-long process of putting on the event.
Patrick Stewart is interviewed in this month's issue of the Australian-published gay and bisexual men's magazine DNA. One of Bristol's most notable Shakespearean-trained actors, Stewart is probably best remembered for his role as Captain Jean-Luc Picard in Star Trek The Next Generation. In the interview, Stewart speaks about his friendship with Sir Ian McKellen and his playing a gay character in several films over the last 20 years. Stewart also speaks about his support for secular humanist causes and why he describes himself as a feminist. The magazine DNA is available from good news agents throughout the Shoutout region.
Hundreds of people in Australia have said that they will be stopping their subscription to Foxtel, a cable and satellite television channel which has aired advertisements for the anti-gay Marriage Alliance, opposing any change in the law to allow same-sex couples to marry. The advertisement, which has also aired on another network called Fairfax Television, shows an iceberg carved with the words same-sex marriage and the tagline, "It's not as simple as you think." Some people have noted that the imagery is similar to the British AIDS awareness advertisements of the 1980s, which were linked with a period of strong homophobia. Foxtel says that as a corporation it supports marriage equality, but that it is airing the commercials in the spirit of what it describes as freedom of speech. However, other television networks in Australia have refused to broadcast messages from the Marriage Alliance. In the United Kingdom, political advertising of this kind on either side of any debate is prohibited on broadcast media, but it is allowed in the press.
Tributes have been paid to the gay activist Alan Wakeman, who has died at the age of 79. Wakeman enjoyed a long and varied life, including serving in the RAF and working as an architect. In the early 70s, he joined the Gay Liberation Front in London and campaigned for LGBT freedom. But his interest didn't end there. According to his friend Peter Tatchell, Wakeman also advocated veganism as a way of non-violent life and embraced many of the ideals of the 1960s counterculture. He was a founder of Gay Sweatshop, the theatre company, in 1974. Mr. Tatchell has published a full obituary to Alan at his website.
There's a special event taking place at the Bristol Bear Bar in the heart of the gay village in Bristol on Saturday the 22nd of August. Local artist Kike Oret Toritania will be showcasing his work. Kike is a past guest on Shoutout and is a well-known part of the region's deaf gay scene. His artwork has appeared on t-shirts, posters and mugs, many of which you will be able to purchase on the day, and his designs focus on bears and the bear scene. So, if you're a bear, an admirer or a cub, do put a date in your diary.
And finally, Marrying Mum and Dad is a reality programme that airs on the CBBC channel. Its premise is simple. Children get to organise their parents' wedding day down to the last detail. Julie and Amanda from West Yorkshire had their wedding day organised by their two boys, Rory and Lewis. The wedding was one of the first same-sex marriages on the programme and featured themes from the BBC One series Doctor Who, including modelling the two mums after lesbian lizard Madame Vastra and her partner Jenny from the Who universe.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Terry Starr.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hi, this is Lucy Spraggan and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, it's coming. I've never ever been tweeted... retweeted by yes. SA while we've been on air before. But
can I have your autograph?
This is exactly what they're doing right now. But we'll be finding out a little bit more about leather in a minute, so we'll be back.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Megan Trainor and Charlie Puth.
Puth.
And, Puth, is that how you pronounce it? Are you sure? Well, you're lying, aren't you? the song's called Marvin Gaye, so I guess you hadn't realised.
It's not a bad song.
Now, would you give your knickers to Mr. Leather West?
They're not leather, I know that, because they'd be chafing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know Neil, he would quite happily accept, I'm sure. It's...
Really? Hang on, I have a vision to me flinging them around in the studio now and throwing them out.
There was a very good interview with some of the leather and rubber guys at Pride on the local TV channel made in Bristol.
Yes.
Very,
was
very impressive.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Wow! Yeah,
They looked fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic.
In fact, yeah. I think they repeated the item many,
several
many
times.
Times
it, yeah, I saw it sort of a couple of times over. Yeah.
What struck me, and I'll be honest, it was the
was my knickers.
No, not the knickers. Yes, stop going on about them. Was just how much pride they had in the gear that they were wearing, and it was immaculate, absolutely immaculate.
They look fabulous, yeah.
And that was really stood out for me.
And it is nice because the first couple of years of Pride's comeback, they weren't actually allowed to. They weren't allowed to march. They were asked not to. So it was a real big thing.
Gosh,
when they actually could.
Well, I think they looked fantastic.
And of course, yes. I know Jane and Dan were very supportive of it and very happy for it. You know, as long as you got your bits covered up. But they all go to a real effort. They polish themselves and they make sure that they're wearing their kit with pride. And I know Neil, who is Mr. Leatherworth, is very much the same. And he does look absolutely amazing in all his kit. We'll have to see if we can tweet some photos or something.
Yeah.
Leather West are listening. I'm sure they can retweet some for us. So, and his sash, if you ever see him out, his sash is actually made of leather. And it is really, really heavy. But it looks really good on him. So, and if you haven't seen him, I'm sure he will be out later on in the year when, of course, Leather Pride is happening here in Bristol.
Yeah,
so, but this was recorded by our very own Matthew, who's here with us at the moment.
It was indeed, yes.
This was, we were actually at Pride at the time, weren't we?
We were.
Neil came around to have a quick word, and this is the conversation you had.
I've managed to gather, sort of find a quiet spot, a sort of shaded spot here. I'm with Neil from Leather West. It's quite nice here, isn't it?
It's really nice to be in the shade. Fantastic weather, but actually quite nice when you're wearing about a ton of dead cow to get a bit of shade as well.
And black as well. I imagine that's quite a challenge, isn't it?
It's been quite a challenge, but I mean, certainly our experience of walking in the parade today, the crowd loves seeing the Leathermen. So, you know, less bit of suffer once in a while, just to basically give people something nice to look at.
Absolutely. How many leather guys have you got here?
We've got about 10 who did the parade. There are others who are going to be joining us later. There's a big community. Of course, you know, some people are working. Some people couldn't make it.
We were just talking a moment ago about why Bristol. Why has Bristol got something magical happening in terms of leather?
It's, I think, leather in Bristol is this country's best kept secret. It may well be Europe's best kept secret. I don't really know. I can't put my finger on it. I think it's something to do with the fact it's attitude free. I don't want to say anything negative about some of the other big leather cities in the country, but what I think sets Bristol apart is that people are interested in each other rather than interested in how much your leather jacket cost, what model boots you're wearing, whatever. It's actually about the people, it's about community, and I think people are beginning to really value that and value the friendships that exist as a result.
So just picking up on that, is there a risk then in some places it does become a bit of a fashion parade, if you like?
There is a bit of a joke if you go to one particular area of London, Vauxhall, let's name it, let's put it out there, and this kind of dry clean only leather brigade of, you know, look but don't touch. So, I mean, I think we're moving beyond that now. People actually realise that leather is a lifestyle. For some people, it's about leather. It's about sexual identity. But more than anything else, it's actually surely about developing a community and a group of friends. And if you get that right, then actually you're going to go a long way. And that's what Bristol's doing right now.
Well, it certainly seems to be, because I was talking to a chap, Terry, from London. He's here, first time he's been to Bristol, and he's absolutely loving it. I mean, do you find that you are having a sort of gravitational pull on people from other areas in the UK?
And not just in the UK, but actually internationally. We had a leather event last year, and we got people in. We were trying to work out how many countries. We certainly got people from Australia. We're pretty sure we had people from New Zealand. Here from the UK today alone, we've got guys from Inverness. We've got guys from London. We've got a couple of us from Wales. So yeah, gravitational pull is absolutely the phrase to use. And what a fantastic day to be doing it.
It's gorgeous here, isn't it? And I suppose for you, it's almost like a warm up, because there is a big festival coming up later in the year, isn't there?
There is. First weekend in November, Leather West is putting on this amazing UK Leather Pride weekend. It's going to be massive. A lot of flyers around today, which obviously isn't much good on the radio, so we're looking at November the 6th, 7th and 8th. And we are actually going to put the UK on the map and Europe on the map for the UK's first ever weekend of leather. It's going to be fantastic.
The very first one. This has never been done before in the UK.
On this scale, no. There are leather events that take place. I mean, most of the big prides will have leather groups marching. But in terms of actually trying to do something a little bit unique, a little bit Bristol, based on the model of some of the big leather events that take place, for example, in America, this is a first. And it's so really good to have it here in Bristol.
It's the kind of thing that Bristol does well, though, isn't it? Sort of slightly unusual, slightly avant-garde festivals. What brings you to... What do you see? What do you like about Bristol? You as a you know, just coming as a kind of, I'm going to say outsider, but someone who doesn't live in Bristol.
It's a really good question, and I struggle to answer it because it's something that's on my mind all the time. I'm actually wondering about how I can make it work to move here. I come back to that point about people. Bristol's got an amazing, vibrant art scene. I mean, you just need to walk up Gloucester Road to know that Bristol is absolutely unique. But for me, the gravitational pull started with two people. Andy Thomas, obviously, big name here in Shout Out, really close friend of mine. Carl basically invited me over as friends to Bristol. I made their friends, and it kind of changed my life. So yeah, I really think I need to come and live here. Stop being a visitor and actually be Bristol 24/7, 365.
Get your Bristol passport,
absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely. If you're interested in leather and you want to find more about Leather West, Bournemouth, if we've got anyone here from Bournemouth, I don't know who's listening, or friends in Bournemouth, we've now got a satellite Leather West happening down there. We've got Cardiff Pride coming up in August. Come over to the stall, find out more.
Brilliant. Neil, thank you very much for talking to us, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much indeed. You too.
Oh, that was really sweet of him. So, and I believe it's Cardiff Pride. Is it this weekend? Was it this weekend or was it last weekend? It's around this kind of time, isn't it? I know it's coming
it's
up.
It's late so. August usually, isn't it?
But if you want to know more about Leather Pride, I'm pleased to say the Leather West guys are coming on the show later on in this year. So we'll be able
fabulous.
To talk to them. So. Anyway, you're listening to Shout Out Radio on BCFM 93.2, Glastonbury FM
103.4. And...
Base Pirate Nation Radio and Base Radio.
Yeah, we're Pirate Nation Live and BCFM Live at the moment.
Yes.
Simulcasting.
Yeah, so, and we'll be back in a minute.
My name's Twister Brio, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
I am what I am. The Shout Out Podcast.
Ooh, bit of a blast from the past.
Come on, Terry, get down off that table. Stop doing the dancing.
So that is I Am What I Am, Gloria Gaynor. Very, very famous gay track, that one.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. An anthem, in fact. Yeah.
I'm loving all the interactivity going on. Thank you, Andy, who's just texted and reminded me. It is Cardiff Pride this weekend. So, of
really?
Course,
the
Leather guys will be over there. I think there may even be a rubber contingency going over as well. But it's still Pride. It's worth going. Kimru, is it you pronounce it, I think?
Cymru.
Cymru.
Okay. Pride Cymru.
It's spelt Kimru.
That's a Bristol thing.
I know, isn't it? Yeah. Just
to annoy a certain race of people.
So, but yeah, no, I mean, it's worth going to. And it's
always a nice day out, isn't it?
It sounds like the weather's going to do all its thunder and lightning tonight and tomorrow. And then apparently the weather for the weekend is supposed to be brilliant. So.
Saturday's got good forecast.
Yeah. As long as it dries out in time.
I've been to Cardiff Pride in the rain and everyone still had a nice time.
I know. So.
They're used to it over there.
We,
so. They're always in Welles. Or is that for something else?
Well, of course, if you're in rubber, you don't get wet. It just kind of
absolutely.
Falls off, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That's
how practical.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But we should all wear rubber, I think. We should all wear rubber to work.
No. We got the leather guys listening. They totally disagree. So you should wear
gotta
should
get
wear
the
leather,
right gear, yes. Leather,
and polish it lots and then you don't get wet. So.
Okay.
So what was it you were asking earlier? You wanted to know what Cub was.
Yeah, some terminology.
Oh,
that appeared in the news.
So the test
Otter
is, have you remembered? Have you remembered?
What we defined Cub as. Yeah,
is.
It's a younger bear.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's not
a younger Boy Scout.
So, and what's an otter? No.
An otter is a skinny guy with a hairy chest who purports or hangs around a bear.
Well, I guess.
Yes, I think that's fair. Yes. I think that's a workable definition.
Cross-species interaction.
Do you know what I love about this programme? Is it's so educational, even it's for those of us that work on the programme.
Very
Why,
true.
Why, you an otter?
I'm not saying
he's an otter, isn't it?
Ouch.
There's nothing wrong with being an otter.
No, not at all. Not at all. No.
I don't know if there's any other. I think there might be some other categories on the bear scene. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's loads,
not sure.
Isn't there? So I remember having this conversation with Mary, and I was saying, is there lesbian equivalents? And she was saying that you get diesel dykes and lipstick lesbians.
Oh, there's loads, isn't there?
Yeah.
But that's about all I can remember.
Is there still a London club called Lipstick?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Is it for lesbians?
What? No, it's for lipstick lesbians.
Oh, well, that would be why I don't know.
Or was. It might be past tense, because this was going back a while now.
Well, there's another very famous pub just shut in London, wasn't there, this week?
Oh, yes.
Did you see it in the news?
Yes, I did.
It's another
one. I did
this
on Pink News and Star News today, yeah.
Be Tesco by the end of the week. That's what usually happens.
That's appalling.
Sorry.
Oh, we're venturing into the realms of politics now.
Oh, well, yes, I know. Yes,
tells me off about smut, and here we go on talking about politics on Shout.
No, I'm not saying a thing. So. But going back to the terminology, it does fascinate me how those terms have evolved. You know, where did the animals thing come into it?
Well, the whole bear thing was all about, you know, saying, you know, look, there's nothing wrong with not being a six-pack and pecs.
It was an anti-scene kind of
And of course,
movement.
Bristol has become known as the home of the bears after the Bear Bar sprung up.
Which is the first purpose-built bear bar.
I thought the home
country.
Of the bears was Chicago.
No, that's
very quick, yes. If you know you're American, it's American football, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Terry, yes. Your starter for 10 as usual.
Oh, dear. No, the bear fiesta.
The other type of bear, is very much.
High Bear Nation coming up soon.
Oh, yes.
No, that's wrong jingle. There we go, that one. Oh, I've lost my jingles now. Where's it gone? Oh, there.
Come on, get it correct.
There we go. Anyway, that's it for this week. We do hope, if you went to Transpride, that you had a good time. But also, we're looking forward to Leather Pride later on in the year. It should be good fun.
The dates we've already given out.
Yeah.
If you want to listen again, find out more about us, head over to shoutoutradio.org.uk.
Next week, we're going to catch up with Freedom Youth. We haven't spoken to them for a while, actually, have we? So, all here live from 7, but from myself and the Shoutout team. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.